Light special, please. The Senate Committee on Veterans and Emergency Preparedness will come to order. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 4023A. Colleagues, I apologize that you are here. The chair screwed up yesterday. The intent was well known, what we were trying to do in my mind, and the paperwork that I thought accomplished the intent didn't accomplish the intent we thought we passed, and it is purely my fault. So therefore, we have a four-step process. If we want to continue with our original intent, we have to reconsider, recede, amend, and repass. And again, it is my fault. Madam Counsel, you want to explain how we do this, and then the committee can decide what they want to do?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the reconsideration involves backing out one step at a time, each action the committee took yesterday. So we would be reconsidering the vote that moved the bill as amended. We would be reconsidering the adoption of the A5. We would be reconsidering the adoption of the A4. Then the bill would be returned to the form that it was originally in when it came to the committee. That's the 4023A. The A6 amendment that was posted on all this last night that is also available at the dais is the corrective amendment. We would suspend the rules because it has yet to have a fiscal and revenue, although they have been requested and they're pending. And then the committee would move to adopt the A6. So it's a lengthy series of motions to back out and take the intended action.
In which we're, the intended action is still to send it down in joint ways and means, where our co-chair is familiar that it's coming, and so that's where we go there. The technical question I have, do we need to do a by name vote, or can we do a no opposition vote, or we need to do a vote by name on each one of these?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, it is not a roll call vote, I don't believe, anywhere, unless someone registers an objection.
So if there's no opposition, we can just move smoothly through
this. Correct.
Okay. So, colleagues, that is where we were at. Madam Vice Chair, what would you like to do?
I would like to move the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on House Bill 4023A.
Madam Vice Chair Monis Anderson moves the rules be suspended for the purpose of considering a vote on House Bill 4023A. That motion is not debatable. Is there any objection to the motion? If not, any objection? Seeing no objection. If not, the rules are suspended. Madam Vice Chair.
Chair Bogus, I move we reconsider the vote by which House Bill 4023A was sent to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation, and that the bill was referred to Ways and Means.
The honorable and patient Madam Vice Chair Anderson moves to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 4023 was sent to the floor with a due pass amended recommendation, and that bill was referred to Ways and Means. Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, is there opposition? If not, so ordered. Madam Vice Chair.
Chair Boquist, I move we reconsider the vote by which the dash A4s and the dash A5 amendments dated 2/17/2014 and 2/18/2014 respectively were adopted.
Madam Vice Chair Monis Anderson moves to reconsider the vote by which the committee adopted the A4 and the A5 amendments dated 2/17/14 and 2/18/14 respectively. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, is there any opposition? Seeing no opposition, so order. And at this point, we're exactly where we were yesterday, and there is no fiscal, but Ways and Means is expecting this, so therefore, extra sheet A, I guess, right? I don't think we want to wait. Do you want to wait, Madam Vice Chair? Okay. So.
Chair Boquist.
I have to suspend the rules first, Madam Vice Chair.
Okay. I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 4023A without having the fiscal and revenue impact statements on hand at this time.
Madam Vice Chair, Monis Anderson moves the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 4023A without having a fiscal or revenue and the impact statement on hand. Just for clarification, once again, Joint Ways and Means is aware this is coming their direction, and I have spoke with the Chair of Ways and Means. Council, I see on here A, nay votes. Do we need to do A, nay votes, or can we go, is there any opposition?
That will reflect the committee's intent.
Is there any opposition to this motion? Seeing no opposition, so ordered. Back on track.
Okay. Chair Boquist, I move. We're still on the same bill. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Chair Boquist, I move to adopt the A-6 amendments dated 2/20/2014.
Madam Vice Chair, Monis Anders moves to adopt the A6 amendments dated 2/20/2014. Is there discussion? since we're back on the main bill. Is there any opposition? So ordered.
Chair Boquist, I move House Bill 4023A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Madam Vice Chair, Monis Anderson moves House Bill 4023 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. The bill be referred to the Joint Ways and Means Committee. I'm going to say that again because we had a challenge yesterday, and I guess in the tape, so to speak. Madam Vice Chair Monis Anderson moves the House Bill 4023 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? It is the main bill, so there will be a roll call vote, if you would, please.
Senator Portney?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Vice Chair Mons Anderson?
Aye.
Chair Boquist?
Yes. The bill passes. It will be sent to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Again, colleagues, I deeply apologize for my personal screw-up and why we were here this morning for 11 minutes. And with that, the work session on House Bill 4023A is closed, and the public hearing is closed.
The question is, where do we send the bill?
Yeah, right. Me. Okay. I owe you all. I apologize. Yeah, right. Me. Okay. I owe you all. I apologize.